Hi, you're listening to Season 1, Episode 3 of Digital Citizenship 101, The Evolution of a Calendar, The French Republican. Let's be honest, we use our phones for everything, for both work and play. In my opinion, the most commonly used but yet most understated app is our calendar. We use it to schedule important meetings and appointments, and keep track of assignments for all my teacher and student friends out there. I'll be the first to admit, I use it far less often than I should. But let me take you back to a time before the technological boom of the 21st century. And let me introduce you to the French Revolutionary Calendar. The French Republican Calendar, also commonly called the French Revolutionary Calendar, was a calendar created and implemented during the French Revolution and used by the French government for about 12 years from late 1793 to 1805, and for 18 days by the Paris Commune in 1871. The revolutionary system was designed in part to remove all religious and royalist influences from the calendar and was part of a larger attempt at decimalization of France. One version of the calendar honored each day of the month with a rural animal, tool, or other natural thing. So I guess you could compare it to the seasons that we experience in present day. So winter, spring, summer, and fall, like, is kind of similar to what they, did for each day of the month. Each day of the month, because I know in the YouTube video that I, watched when I picked this calendar for this research project, that it was, one was harvest, one was fruit, one was, turkey, and so on. So, I guess that's how you could compare it. And, let me see. This calendar that I researched, so the French Republican, has no distinction between solar, lunar, or lunisolar, because it was implemented by the French government as a way of removing, as I said, religious influences. And so, let me see. Okay, so the difference between the lunisolar and solar the difference between lunar calendars and solar calendars.
Every minute matters, and at the Payless Health
Sorry.
Cardiovascular Institute.
That's an ad from Sciencing. As I'm reading here, from what I'm reading here, so from what I'm reading here from Sciencing, and I'm quoting now. Solar calendars such as the Gregorian calendar track time using tropical years. A tropical year, also called a solar year, measures the length of time between two vernal equinoxes. That time period is 365 days, which we know, 5 hours and 48 minutes and let me rephrase that. 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes and 46 seconds. As we know, and so the difference I gather is that okay, so the difference between the solar and lunar calendars are that the solar calendars, like the Gregorian calendar that we use in present day, measures tropical years, measures the time in tropical years, which is the standard between that we know, the 365 days. And the lunar calendar is based on the position of the moon or the period between the lunar phases. And so let me see what I need here. So let me so okay, so why was this calendar invented? What was the main purpose? The main purpose was to, as I said many times before, to eliminate our religious influences from the calendar. And how is it day, month, and year defined? So, I'm pretty sure that I read that the month, day, and year, as I said before, are represented by a natural, a rural tool, animal, or other natural thing. And the days are just defined by just like the just the literal translation is like each day of the month, but just in French. And then and from Britannica, let me see what you get from Britannica. There it is. Sorry, I'm researching on the go here. But if my internet would load, that would be nice. Put a I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was an extra 6 years. I think it was an extra 6 days every few years. Let me check if that is accurate. How many? So it's good. Trusty friend Google. French. The remaining 5 days of New Year's ending. It was actually 5 days. It was actually 5 days, so I wasn't that far off. And those extra 5 days of the calendar year were reserved for festivals and end of year celebrations. And each month was, no, it was 12 months, each composed of 30 days, and the extra 5 days, fell on September 17th and 22nd. It was actually devolved from the Gregorian calendar. That is another notable distinction between the two. And so the main difference between the French Republican and the Gregorian calendar of present day, in my view, is that the French Republican was put in place by the government. And so I think that was the main difference. And the coolest thing about this calendar was how, like, as I was explaining earlier on in the introduction, just the baseline information, how this calendar was based off, like, natural, either tools or rural tools, animals, or, other natural things. So I guess that could be equated to, like, our present day seasons, as I said before. And this is, yeah, and this is the, we have come to the end of the episode, and, so I hope you learned a lot. I hope this was helpful to you in case you are into, you want to get into astrology and, this study of these, different calendars. And I hope you, all share this episode if you found it interesting. And I will include all the links in the description to this episode. Thanks. You've just listened to Season 1, Episode 3 of Digital Citizenship 101, The Evolution of a Calendar, The French Revolutionary. I thank you for listening, and I will be back soon with a brand new episode of DC 101.